rise every time and from his throne. The hungry poor shall be no more for the food they can never earn. There are tables spread, every mouth be fed, for the world is about to turn.
My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fire of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near and the world. Nations rage from age to age, we remember who holds us fast. God's mercy must deliver us from the conqueror's rushing grasp. This saving word that our forebears heard is the promise which holds us bound. Till the spear and rod can be crushed by God, who is turning the world around. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, that the fire of your justice. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near and the world is about to turn. My heart shall sing on the day you bring, let the fire of injustice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near and the world is about to turn.
Torn between myself and your truth, these cursed memories forever seeping through. Oh, my thirst for myself left me wanting more, till I found myself face down. Heart, oh, lead me astray.
see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. There's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mothers cry, cause the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book.
It's going by the book. And it is going by the book, and it would serve the governments well, I mean worldwide, if they had take that book to know 100% of what's getting ready to happen. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program, the Watchman Chronicles program. And family, today, this is a Friday, 24th of January. And I'm tell you what, man, I try to keep up with it. I've been keeping now, since the 11th of November, a newsletter that I've been using kind of as a guide to keep track, like an analysis, if you will. Just kind of keep track of the events taking place today. Today, meaning this era, this year, this age, as it goes along day by day, literally. And to watch trends and analysis and all that sort of thing. And I am seeing a pattern. Oh, loads of patterns, but one particular one that I was intimately involved in for 5 years. In 1944, 45, Hitler's plans, Hitler, you know Adolf Hitler, right? Adolf Hitler, second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II, second cousin to Stalin, second cousin to Churchill. They're all cousins, every doggone one of them. Roman Catholic, Merovingian bloodline, linked to Rothschild. They all work together. Gaddafi, Saddam, they're alive. They're Freemasons. The idea is to take them offline and change them out to keep the population placated, exactly like they did Americans in 1776 to 1783, placated us from 1789 right up till, oh, well, actually maybe about five to seven years ago, when they started to release the information, release the truth with controlled opposition that we're in a tyrannical government all of a sudden. The release of the truth using Alex Jones and the Quails and all these guys and Lindsay Williams, all that, they work for the secret societies, is to let you know 80% of truth now while they deviate the other 20%. This is the trick they play on the religious front, on the national circuit of evangelists to politicians, every single one of them. The last great one, the last real one, was David Wilkerson. And if you do an analysis on his death, you will find the high probability of his murder. You understand? Because he was a holdout. He was not joining the rest of the Billy Grahams and Hagees and Hagens and Copelands and all these guys. Joyce Myers and so forth. Osteens. All these. He was not joining them. He was identifying the false prophets that are coming through this past decade on cue. He wasn't one of them. and he's a powerful man, like Bill Cooper. And they all have something in common. They leaned toward Jesus Christ and were born again. See, now Cooper was Illuminati, a bloodline too, by the way. When he first got out of Naval Intelligence, he didn't believe Paul should be in the Bible. He didn't believe in Satan. But he was telling, you know, about the political, geopolitical situation. And something happened. I can't tell you when. I don't know when. But along the way of him being a whistleblower, he turned into a real whistleblower. He became born again. And that was a no-no. And he became powerful because he was telling the truth. He was indwelled with the Holy Spirit. No doubt about that. Same thing with Russo and several others, Larry McDonald. And they all have something in common. Unlike your Quails and Dizdars, Marzullis, Alex Jones, Joyce Myers, all these people. The ones, and like Senator Schaefer, Bill Cooper, ones I've named, Larry McDonald, they all have something in common. They're dead because they were telling the truth and were not controlled like everybody else. Oh, yeah. They put Hovind and Springmeier into prison. Springmeier, I believe they worked on him a little bit in prison. And Hovind, he's still there. John Todd, they murdered. You see, because it wasn't time to bring out the truth until they could control it. Well, actually, the evidence speaks for itself in their own quotes. In their own quotes, actually, it says, one of them says, that in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. And in a more revealing manner, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and dictatorship by consent. Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. And Lenin was nothing more than a pawn of the Jesuits and the Illuminati. That's all he was. They give him credit for, you know, various, you know, this, that, and the other, but all he was trained by the various people that are still today conducting the same agenda right now, leading us to the Third World War. People don't like to hear the truth. They hate it because they're convicted of it. It's against everything we've been taught and trained and learned, and sovereignty and patriotism, all that stuff. But that's been used against us since day one of your birth and day one of the birth of this country. Before that, the birth of every country. Literally. Now, I'm going to talk about that a little bit today. Some of you are not going to like it. Some of you are probably just going to say, I'm out of here. I can't help that. I'm not going to soften things up, and if I end up just talking to myself and recording it, so be it. I'm not going to soften up the message that I got to give. I'm not going to make it appeasing to the public. I'm going to tell them the truth. You see, and that's the only way I can operate. Patriotism, in fact, as evidence shows, has become an idol, and it was designed to be such. And that's why now they're leading to secession, to balkanize the United States. Now, when I was leading off here about a few minutes ago, and I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here in a minute, but I lived in Kosovo for 5 years when Kosovo was destroyed by this absolutely, totally evil organization, two of them, called the United Nations and NATO. And it went back to, now we're talking about Hitler again, back there to 1944-45. Before he was taken down, he was taken down because he developed a power lust. See, God works in mysterious ways. He was supposed to invade the United States, helped by FDR, and helped by Churchill, helped by Queen Elizabeth II, and the powers to be then, and our own government, which is a socialist government, and always has been, under the control of the Vatican. And that is an absolute fact, as we are today. And those that challenged it to actually bring forth the constitutional precepts were assassinated ever since Lincoln. You see, we've been placated since the day our country was born. And it was never meant to be facilitated by the Republic and the Constitution and amendments and all that sort of thing. The secret societies is the enemy of America. And the secret societies that's in America are subservient to the secret societies in Europe. They're trying to break away from them and always have. That's been the inner turmoil. There's your white hats and black hats and all that sort of thing. It is complicated, granted. But the split has been between the military and so-called patriots and the U.S. administration that's called the presidency, which is unsubservient to the Vatican and the monarchy. That's the division inside the United States government all along. But there's no good side here. It's only the big guys just fighting for world government to be the leader. That's all it is. You have no benevolency in the secret societies toward Americans. Because at the 33rd degree level of the Freemasonry and Knights of Malta, they profess to know God, but they do lie. They do not. It's not the same God of the Bible at all. The Merovingian bloodline, that's the bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II, actually believe they're offspring of Jesus and Mary Magdalene. That's what they actually believe. Well, they may actually have the DNA of the one called Sanan de Manuel that looks like Jesus. He's a fallen angel. He's the one called Yeshua, not Jesus of Nazareth. Family, I hope I'm not confusing some of you because it does get complicated, but I do try to simplify as much as possible. But you are in a very complicated, very complex conspiracy that has evidence that's virtually irrefutable. Lord, we come to you today in prayer. We pray, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father, forgive us of our sins. Guide us in our prayer. Guide us in our study. Father, guide us in sharing knowledge. And Father, in our learning about what's going on. And Lord, to prepare us for these end times to come. Father, we pray for our brethren, our family members, Lord, that's going to be going through all kinds of turmoil. Father, to get them through these periods of prosperity that's yet to come, Father, that they're going to be faked. That, Lord, that you'll keep those watchmen with discernment and wisdom to see through the facade, to be ready to speak the name of Jesus when the tribulations begin. Lord, we pray for returning servicemen. Lord, to set up divine appointments. Lord, to help them along the way when they come back from this post-traumatic stress and these psychotropic drugs are being given on purpose and the microchips and the vaccinations, all this technology has been induced in their body. That, Lord, you'll keep their minds off of suicide. Set up divine appointments to get them away from these thoughts of suicide. Father, we call upon you too in these next few months that's coming up too of those children that's being identified for abduction for these satanic sacrifices that's going to start taking place again. Lord, we pray for the return of Jesus. Father, we know, though, the tribulations are yet to come. The Father, when these things start happening, that you'll guide us through them. We pray, Father, that you'll identify and break down the protection of the Wiccan and break down the protection of Illuminati. And Father, you'll expose them for who and what they really are. So, Father, we'll know who the enemy is. And Father, to tear down the protection of the Wiccan, tear down their protection. But Father, those that are able to be saved, that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts and accept divine appointments, that these even can be guided to Jesus Christ and can serve as insiders for the other groups, Lord, that may convert even entire covens, if that were possible, to destroy the plans of Satan, Lord, through the blood of Jesus. And we pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Right now, family, people are looking for humankind to solve all these problems. But first, you got to know you got a problem to worship some man or some human, some woman, whatever, or some fallen angel. You got to know there's a problem in the first place. So we're going to show you the problems that we've already created. And then we're going to show you a solution that we're going to have someone else show you that's going to be the hero. You understand? So they give you the problem, whether it's pollution, death, war, whatever the problem is, a disease, because they've created it. Oh, I'll get around to that too today. Huh. And then they already have the cure. So they actually induce disease into the population. What am I talking about specifically? Fort Detrick, Maryland, created the disease of HIV in the late 70s under a classified project. And those that were involved assigned in armies like master sergeants and so forth that's gotten out signed a non-disclosure, not to reveal this fact. And then the first attack was in Africa. Now I know your Farrakhans and all these talk about it, and they act crazy, and they appear to be, and they are, radical and all this sort of thing. And then they come up with the same thing I've just told you, therefore it makes it non-believable. And that is the purpose of it. They put, for example, the truth about the nanobot technology, avatars, all this stuff, on movies, video games, cartoons, comic books. And so what they do, what happens, and also in novels and so forth, they actually put the truth there. But they do it as science fiction or horror or some kind of fictional storyline behind Hollywood. And what you do is you associate the nanobot technology, the avatars, all this stuff with science fiction or horror or adventure film or whatever. So you don't see any. So when we bring it up that do know that it does exist, you say, oh, man, my son played that in a video game. Well, I know about that. What are you talking about? Or I saw that on NCIS. They said that. That's where. That's exactly how they hide it, because they know the truth is going to come out. So they control the truth using entertainment, fake talk shows, control of media. And so that's what I call eating the chicken, which is the true information, but you spit out the bones. That's the fake information to mislead on purpose. It is a game. It's a very dangerous game, and people die because of it. You see, I look at things in a serious manner when I talk about this. I don't give people false hope. But the hope that is true is the return of Jesus to this earth. It's not bringing back the republic. It's not praying for return of America to the way it used to be and all that sort of thing. What I pray for is return of Jesus Christ to this planet, to stop the children's sacrifices, to stop these wars. Mankind's not going to do it because they're the ones creating it. And then they're providing the solution, calling it peace, and that's the final peace, is a new world order. That's not a good thing. That's a bad thing. Because the ones controlling it are going to start a massive depopulation plan. Now, already, and I'm seeing the articles, I can't find the darn thing right now, but I saw one this morning about where they're talking about releasing all the felons in the world. Closing down the whole concept of prison. Oh, that's already on the table. Oh, that's already being done. Right behind everybody's back. You see, but this is going to be publicly done. And what this follows the agenda and the precepts of the New Age movement. Right down to a T. But they're doing it under the guise of, well, the legal system is corrupt, which it is. And they also had recently, it took a man 26 minutes to die when he had lethal injection. All of a sudden, and it hit the news, and they're going to sue for it? Yeah. Now, whether it really happened, and they're using it as a dialectic, or they actually murdered, or they're just using it as a dialectic, or it really happened, either way is a 50-50. They would do that. They would do just enough to make this man suffer in order to put it in the newspapers to justify stopping the death penalty and to stop prisons, to release all felons into the public. Now, you might think on the onset, well, you know, it's about time. Well, you know, these ones are going to release in public. They're called psychos, Aryan Nation. They will murder. They will kill. They're not into the New Age movement. No, sir. They're not into that. They're into Satanism. You understand? And they don't believe in free love and all that sort of thing. They believe in free killing. And they're possessed. Just like Charles Manson. Possession. Ritual. Blood oaths. Wiccan. And God's going to allow it. Because we're turning away from Him. It's going to happen. When? Don't know when. It's in God's timing. That's why you need to get close to Jesus. And trust in Him and Him alone. No man, no human being can solve this. It is impossible for a human being to solve what's going on today. It's all supernatural. What's happening today? You know, you ever sit in school? And, I don't know, I'm going to make this up. Maybe it's true, I don't know, but you have a, you're in school and there's a trash detail. Every week you get a, put on a duty to take the trash out or something. I don't know, whatever. Or a hall monitor or something you just really dread to do. And they take a name. Same concept. Same kind of idea. You want to lay low. You think you can, if I lay low, I won't get picked. You know, I won't get punished if I lay low. Because to me, that's a punishment. See, I want to go home. I want to go play with the boys. You know, I want to, I don't want to have to stay after school and clean up the trash. You know, I mean, I was only for a week, but you know, you understand the point here. Well, there's people thinking if I just lay low, God may overlook my judgment. Maybe God will forget that I'm here in this little old town and I can do what I want to do, but you know, I gotta sneak through and get to heaven anyway. If I do a good deed to make myself feel better, if I feel better, it's kind of like, you know, when the train's coming and you put the blindfold on, you think you're going to hide because you can't see the train. Oh, the train sees you. You know, Well, every human being that's ever lived since Adam and Eve first had Cain and Abel till today, and whenever God pulls the plug on this situation and starts the tribulations, and no longer is our intercessor, which that hadn't happened yet. Every single human being, no matter how they died, no matter how long they've been dead, will end up in one of two places, heaven or hell. And there's no way around it. No way. See, impossible. It don't matter what they believe, because God has established a set of rules for everybody. Now, those who want to believe in evolution, you go on ahead. Even though evolution is even scientifically impossible, that even atheists can't explain it, because there is no evolution. Now, the only evolution that did exist is existing today. You know what that is? I'll tell you. It's guided evolution. It's called DNA manipulation. Geoengineering of the body, alchemy, that went on even before the flood and after the flood, using alchemy, knowledge of the angels, fallen angels, the knowledge of good and evil, they manipulated DNA. Therein lies your evolution. And the evolution, guided by the fallen angels using alchemy, was the purpose, the reason for the flood that wiped out every living thing. That was why God did that. That's why God told the Israelis, the Hebrews, excuse me, not the Israelis today, or not even Jews, fake Jews. The real Hebrew Israelites, they're going to come out. Let me tell you, 144,000, that's the real bloodline. 12 tribes. They're yet to come out. God's got them hidden, protected. That bloodline's protected. But in any case, the DNA manipulation, Satan has always tried to manipulate DNA of mankind, animals, and plant. And change the earth's atmosphere. Everything to go against God. And that's what's going on today. That's what went on then. So when God ordered in the Old Testament, and people have a hard time with this, but you got to understand what God's thinking was. Most all the ites, Amalekites, Hittites, this tite, that tite, and other tites, were hybrids, corrupted DNA after Nimrod, all through the generations from then on, were giants, were corrupted DNA. Okay, so God ordered the Hebrews then to wipe out every man, woman, child, and dog, animal. And you say, well, why did he do that? Well, one, we're under the law in the Old Testament. Number two, God had to wipe out that corrupted DNA. And the final destruction of it, and the transhumanized army that's being raised now for the 200 million that Satan knows coming, the transhumanized army of 200 million, the technology to design that, and the DNA to design that, for the seventh bowl, the sixth bowl judgment of Armageddon. That's what Satan's doing now. You have these false prophets that's saying that, well, the 200 million are Chinese and Russian and all that. Not at all. Because the Chinese and Russians will be wiped out. The rise of the Holy Roman Empire will succeed, but only for a short period of time. The rise of the Holy Roman Empire is what's the Babylon yet to happen. And the daughter of Babylon is Israel. Because the fake Israel today, the one with the Star of David, that hexagram, the occult symbol that requires blood sacrifice, that one, the one that Hagee promotes, people are forgetting. I don't understand this. People forgetting, in the first seal, hadn't opened up yet, that the state of Israel will sign or confirm a peace covenant, Daniel 9:27, with the Antichrist. Israel will side with the Antichrist. Now, that's not happened yet. Oh, they're trying to fake it in all kinds of other ways, but it will be known. And when that happens, what do you think God's going to do? What will you think? What would happen if Israel, the apple of his eye, Jerusalem, signs over a peace covenant with the Antichrist? What would God do? He's going to destroy it. That's what he's going to do. It's called the second seal. Famine, pestilence, a shaking that the earth has never seen before. You're talking introducing the wrath of God coming down. Because of that, it's going to wipe out three quarters of Israel. Because the Antichrist will double cross them. Because he's going to march into Israel and declare himself to be God. And that is when Satan goes inside the Antichrist body, the Maitreya, and will go inside the body and now be the abomination of desolation. Your Jonathan Clicks and all these, way off track, man. They're out in light blue yonder. Bagley's and all these, they're full of baloney. We're not even the first seal yet. And 3.5 years after the first seal's broken, man, that's 6 more seals to go. It's ugly. And then it goes into the 3.5 years beginning of the God's wrath. Now, that's God's wrath. Okay, now, that being said, the wrath of God is not HIV. The wrath of God is not dementia and Alzheimer's. And I'll tell you that because I have an article here that these people are putting out that I'm going to bust open. Man, I tell you what, when I read this article, I'm going to tell you, the only way I can tell you the best way back here down home, when I read this article, man, my jaw torqued so bad that I couldn't drink liquid Jell-O with a straw. I was so ticked off when I read this stupid thing from a Susanna Atanas. I ain't going nowhere with that. Suzanne Atanas, GOP candidate, she said, and my jaw's already starting to torque, I can't speak. She said, autism, dementia, are God's punishment for gays and abortions. Man, my toes started curling so bad when I read that, that made Mickey Mouse, made Twinkle Toes looked like a flat foot. I mean, I was awfully mad off. She's a Republican congressional candidate in Chicago, of course, believes God controls the weather, that tornadoes, autism, and dementia are his punishments for the gay rights movement and abortions. What we have here is a female version. Oh, man. Oh, I can't believe these people. This is so blatant. So blatant of what we've been talking about for the longest time. Of how Satan blames everything on God. She's a female version of Pat Robison, who's a 33rd degree Freemason. Now, I can't say she's an Eastern Star. I don't know that yet. But I'm sure going to check it out. She's got my attention. We've said before, Satan controls the weather through HAARP. Now, before you get all crazy on me and go leaving, you better look it up. HAARP. Now, I'm not going to go in detail about that right now. I don't think. Famous last words. But HAARP does control the weather. Earthquakes. It controls, as a matter of fact, all the weather. Because HAARP sends out 1+ gigawatt of ELF transmission. An ionosphere heater is what it is. It sends a pulse. Electromagnetic pulse. Bounces off the ionosphere, hits the ground. It can cause vibrations because of the hertz, or the watts, and they increased the watts to 1 gigawatt, family, that creates a massive earthquake. It has 20 to 30 different missions. Mind control. Controls drought. It can set off a volcano by directing 115 to 112 to 115 degrees into the volcano. Will touch off a volcano. They stir. They can create by creating a hot surface on top. Bring in a low cold front during the earthquake tornado season, and you can create easily an F5 tornado and actually direct it. It's called Weather Wars. Look it up. What this is, I've mentioned this before, and if you have, if I have new people there, and I'm sorry, but I'm at Watchman for Jesus 105, is that they're allowed to do this. God doesn't do it. God allows it, though, yes. See, Satan is prince of the air. So by using technology and using supernatural power to a certain extent, weather is controlled. For example, they say, well, Satan can't exercise Satan himself. Well, but they do that. Alberto Rivera, a Jesuit priest, went public, and he was murdered, too. He confirms that a lot of your exorcisms by priests are nothing more than a cooperation between the demonic realm and the priest, because we know the Roman Catholic Church is the cover for the ancient mystery religions. That's a fact. Goes back to 325 AD Constantine. Now, so there's a cooperation between the Roman Catholic Church and the demonic realm and the fallen angels. They work together. So in the same way, a voodoo witch doctor or a medicine man or a rainmaker or into Satanism, there's a cooperation about manipulating the weather, manipulating the sky as this prince of the air to give that human some power among other humans. So, in other words, if you're a Satanist and you're into the weather control, or you're a voodoo witch doctor and you do your stuff on one of your, or like Reiki, that demon will leave that body, thereby healing that person, because the demon was causing it themselves. As I talked about that yesterday, and it's in the Bible. Taking a demon out heals people. Not in every case, but in many cases in the Bible. Thereby, the human beings would say, wow, that's amazing. You did that? Yes, I did this. You know. So then from then on, he's given that power. Now he becomes the religious leader. And that's how it works. Now, I want to have Bible study Saturday. It looks like I'm heading toward Bible study. An hour and a half, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Fridays. So I'm going to skip today. I wanted to get things working together because it's a change of schedule. And eliminate Saturday Bible study and go to Fridays. Looks like what's going to happen. So the next Bible study will be Tuesday. And it will be part 3, if you will, of how the demons actually work and spiritual warfare. But I'm going to get down to details. Family, the supernatural realm is real. It's absolutely real. And it's so real, your Pentagon and the Russian, going back to the 20s and 30s, have weaponized it. The Nazis weaponized, cooperated with the supernatural forces. Now, whether you all believe it or not, is not unimportant. Fact is, they've weaponized it, and it works. Belief doesn't establish reality. You say, well, I just don't believe in the supernatural. Well, that's okay. I'll sit on a you can put you on a railroad track and blindfold you and put ear protectors on. And I tell you, well, the train's not really coming. You can believe it if you want to. You're coming. I see the train coming. But I say, go ahead and believe it's not coming if you want to. Because you don't hear it? No. Don't see it? No. That means it's not coming, right? Well, yeah. Well, I see it coming. And I say, well, okay. And it's going to squash him like a bug. Your belief does not establish a reality. You see, when God created the heavens and the earth, we kind of, you know, go into Bible study and God created the heavens and the earth and he brought forth this and that and the other. Well, now when you go into it, what did he do when he did that really? He created physics. He created photons, protons, atoms, molecules. He created those things to bring together to cover his physical realm. God is what keeps it together. Where do those animals go when it gets like 1 degree weather? They still live, don't they? Because God keeps them warm. God keeps you together. How does mankind and Satan even begin to think they're going to defeat God when God's the one keeping it all together? That's got to be the dumbest thing I ever thought in my life. I never could imagine how humankind and even the fallen angels and Satan could even believe, even begin to think they can outthink God. That's got to be plain dumb. Or is it because pride blinds truth? I tend to think that's what it is. Let's go back to Miss, I can't pronounce her name, Atanas, A-T-A-N-N-U-S, whatever. I'm not going, never mind. So Suzanne here is one of the two of Republicans taking aim at U.S. Republican Jan. Are they trying to mess with me today with this article? U.S. Republican Jan Schakowsky. Whew. I'm an old Southern boy, you know, these silent H's and silent B's. I always said if it's going to be a silent pronunciation, a silent letter, why put it there in the first place? Just leave the darn thing out so we can pronounce it the way it looks. She says, I'm not in favor of abortions. I'm not in favor of gay rights. Atanas, who has staged two previous unsuccessful runs for Congress, this is not the problem. She says, wait a minute. She says, God is angry. We're provoking him with abortions, same-sex marriage, and civil union. Oh, she is such a snake in the grass. Blaming natural disasters, like Pat Robinson, tornadoes, diseases, including autism, dementia. Oh, she covers it all. On recent advances in the LGBT movement, that's the transgender and lifestyle homosexual movement, same-sex activities going to increase AIDS. If it's in our military, it will weaken the, oh my gosh. If it's in our military, it will weaken our military. We need respect. They're telling you everything that they've set up all along, right there. And this is the purpose of this article and this woman and whoever else, this Jack, all these people. Man, my jaw's torquing again. I tell you what. See, what they do is they tell you what they've done in this kind of guise. Man, this is so sneaky. Autism, dementia are caused by those vaccinations. Vaccinations have formaldehyde in them, trimethoprim, aluminum salts, as the three top ugly things in those vaccinations. All of them do. Well, formaldehyde's for a preservative. Really? And that's supposed to make me feel better? And aluminum retards the mind. So is mercury. Mercury in your children's vaccinations causes those doggone autism. They're a bunch of liars. Bill Gates and a whole lot of them. Rockefeller, look it up. NSSM 200. Notice the word DE, depopulation plan. By Kissinger and Alexander Haig. Two of the most evil men on the face of this planet. One of them was, one of them's dead. The other one's still living. Secret society members. They build up Alexander Haig, but look what he really did in the background. They build up Boykin, General Boykin. But look what he is. He's a Knights of Malta. A sworn allegiance against you. Like Rick Joyner, who's also preaching rebellion because they want a new world order. Family, it's time to expose. I can't expose enough. Ah, it's so frustrating. But it's not God causing these things. It's our sin. It's not God causing these things. It's Satan's initiation using their secret societies to murder, kill, steal, rape, cause war, everything they can think of to reduce the population and cause people to fight each other. So, one point I'm going to make. If they think they're going to get away with it and hide in deep underground military bases, or hide that God's going to miss them somehow, I got another thing for them. It ain't going to happen. God knows every single word they've ever done, said, every single thing from the day they were born to the day they die or they're alive during the judgment, whatever it may be. He knows everything, every eyebrow that wrinkled, every nose that snubbed up, everything they turned away, whatever it is, he knows it. And they will too on the judgment of the great white throne. They will not escape. If you think all this evil that's going on in this world today is going to escape God's judgment, those people think that got another thing coming. All's happening is it's just building up and building up, and God's giving them enough rope. But why is he doing that? Why is God allowing this to happen? Well, because he's long-suffering. He is patient. He is loving. And the loving part of God is also the just part of God for taking vengeance for the innocent. And what he says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. They better take heed to that. And the vengeance really starts for them at the time of their death. But this is not over. They got another one coming. It's called the Great White Throne Judgment. Until then, they're in torment in hell because of their own choosing. It wasn't God's choosing. God gave them the opportunity. He gives all opportunity. Knowing what their choice is going to be, he still gives them the opportunity. That's something. But mankind's going to try to fix it. Ain't going to work. Oh, I see. So she makes all these claims. Something just caught my eye. She makes all these claims. This article is such a setup. Oh, man. I tell you, this is a masterpiece of psychological manipulation. She puts everything in there. Okay, watch this. Oh, this is classroom. This is classroom. This is so scripted. God controls the weather, tornadoes, autism, dementia, and his punishments for the gay rights and movement abortions. That's what she says. So it goes on down here. She says, God's angry. We're provoking him with abortion, same-sex marriage, civil unions, all this stuff. So people's reading this. Now you watch. This article will be all over the United States. People will read it. Same-sex activity is going to increase AIDS. If it's in our military, it'll weaken the military. They're telling you what's going on. And David Williams III is her primary opponent, was smirking through much of her statements. See, all this is play acted out. Now, here comes a slam dunk. Watch this. So she gets into all this stuff from this article, and they're quoting her. And then in one of the last parts of it here, in a previous quote, in a previous candidate questionnaire for ABC Chicago, Atanas also suggested she does not believe in global warming. Okay. And she claims the stock market crash of 1929 never actually happened. Now, by her saying this, you know it did. that completely negates the entire other comments. And then you're associating it. This is so much manipulation, it's almost unbelievable. And people buy off on this stuff. Now what they've got, okay, you've got what's called a nation state movement. I'm going to explain that here in a minute. And it's going to be linked up to Christian identity movement. Now I found out months ago, I see that where it connects, the Christian identity, they use the Christian identity to pull people in. White folk that believe they're Christians. All right. It also goes back to 1860s under the Christian identity movement. Albert Pike also created the KKK in the Christian identity. And later, the Aryan Nation was created under the Christian identity. You know, where they burn crosses and kill people and all that. Little things like that. And so, nowadays, they've changed the name of the Christian identity to national identity. Setting up the Civil War. It's very sneaky how they do that. Here, all European newborn babies will be microchipped from May 2014. They're letting you know. Increase of knowledge. Oh, man. Nazi scientists recruited through Project Paperclip, the Army and CIA used at least 7,800 veterans as human guinea pigs. I read months ago about how 7,800 Marines in the Army had sued the CIA and the DOD for septal implants. And so now they're bringing out in public view. Now, here's the trick on that. The trick is, they want you to see the worthlessness of all governments. This is part of the protocol. They say when the worthlessness of all governments worldwide have been revealed, then they're going to launch the New World Order. But first, they must reveal how worthless the governments are worldwide. That's what you see going on today. And when everybody sees how worthless the governments are, oh, terrible. And religion, yeah. That's when they're going to launch the New World Order because they'll have a support base. That's how they do it. And this is like a test to see how many people are going to go over to them. It's complex. It's very complex. It's like a chess game. And here's another one. Radioactive material found in Ohio nuke plant leak. All right. Now, remember the train that, the spill in West Virginia? And it was, for a chemical that processed coal. And now it's showing you articles and that people turning on the faucet in the bathtub and it's got green water, you know. And it's probably nasty. There's no doubt about that. It's about coal. Well, here, radioactive material found in Ohio nuke plant. And you got explosions, and that's, here's what's going on. Do your research. You will find the oil companies and Soros and others are investing in algae and natural type sources of energy, biofuels. So to get you to turn from that and to show you how bad natural gas is, they just blow up some houses. They come through a town and detonate a rail car. Oh, absolutely, that's what they've done. I didn't say they would. I said that's what they've done. They pollute an entire water supply with just happens to be the chemical that processes coal. They talk about the Fukushima. There's no Fukushima. The There they're trying to draw down on the end times events of the poisoning of the seas and the poisoning of the rivers. So your Bagleys and all these guys are going to jump on it. Oh, we're in the sixth trumpet today. Here you go. That's how they do it. They not only fake the tribulations, but they also point toward fossil fuels and natural gas as a subordinate or as a very dangerous method of energy production. But we have something better. See, that's where the fallen angels come in. That's where the Antichrist comes in and said, I will solve this for you. You got to show you they created all this themselves. Fossil fuels, oil, natural gas, atomic energy. Are you telling me that they didn't know this ahead of time? No, they did. That's the problem they presented to you. Now they have the solution, which is algae. Algae farms are planned in the Chesapeake Bay, the fresh water of the Great Lakes, and the Gulf of Mexico. That's where they'll start bringing in the natural algae farms. Soros has bought out the central part of the United States to control the crops because your food will come from algae. Look it up. All the oil companies are investing in biofuels. They got green oil, too. Guess where that comes from? So, the origin of this, to start it off, was cap and trade. They are so sneaky. You see, cap and trade was to start the ball rolling to eliminate fossil fuels all along. In the same way, the International Rights of the Child was designed. And Common Core, all that's designed to control your children. What I'm telling you is the truth. Each one of these, I could talk about Common Core for another 30 minutes. I could talk about the International Rights of the Child for another 30 minutes. Each one of it is its own show, its own program. Every one of these things, I could talk about vaccinations for another hour. I could have a guest on. Oh, there you go. And we'll talk here bat it around for 30 minutes or 45 or an hour with someone talking about vaccinations. What I'm trying to do in my broadcast is show you the big picture of how Satan is operating during my 2-hour broadcast. And to also tell you that he's been defeated. That they're going to be doing this for a while until God said that's enough. He'll judge America first. Because we're already turning away from him. And then comes Israel. He's going to stomp on Israel like yesterday's bug. Because they're going to turn against him. It's going to happen. It's in the Bible. Matter of fact, they're blaspheming his name. I'll tell you why. The Zionist Jews, the fake Jews, the synagogue of Satan. Not the Messianic. But all the others deny Jesus Christ as their Savior. Has always done that. Because he didn't come in on a white horse to free him then. And it's carried down through generations. Obviously because of his sacrifice. He was put on a cross. But he came back. He's alive. But they reject Jesus Christ as their Savior. And they believe this one called Sanan Emmanuel or Maitreya. This one who has tribe of Dan blood DNA is the real Savior. And this is the generation, they think. The one called Yeshua, is one they call the prophet. Jesus, not a prophet. He is the Messiah that they reject. Their rejection is going to be a big problem for the entire state of Israel. This is why they're trying to get everyone to say Jeshua. Because if you right now, you've got 1 hour. The next 15 minutes, it wouldn't take you that long to get on your computer while I'm talking. Right now. And link up Jeshua or Yeshua. Now, if you're afraid to, don't worry about it. Just sit there. But if you really want to know, you will do your own research. And you will find that Yeshua, is also Sananda Emmanuel, the fallen angel. They call themselves ascended masters. And you're going to see them. I don't know when, but that time's coming. It's building up. They got to have everybody in the world ready for New World Order. And they've been working on this for centuries. So don't think they just started. Oh, no. It's been ongoing for the longest time. Now they're ready to pull too. And that's why they want to get everybody to stop saying Jesus and say, well, I'm going with the Hebrew roots. His real name in Hebrew is Yeshua. How dare you say, yeah, right. Well, it's a different Jesus than what we're talking about here. And that's the trick they're pulling. See, the articles are like training points because all these articles are put out through the United States and in many cases the world. And when people read them, they assume they're true. They don't see the information behind the scene of why it, what impression it has in the mind. Oh, here comes a real scientific article. Quantum theory proves consciousness, your soul, moves to another universe at death. Don't you just love that? Quantum theory proves consciousness moves to another universe at death. Okay. Let's really call it what it is. The Word of God proves your soul, well, if you're, when you die, is going to heaven or going to hell. That's the truth. This is a watered down version that links you up to the New Age movement. So I can do anything I want to do. I can rape, I can kill, I can steal. Maybe I'll just come back as a kitty cat or something. I don't know. Maybe I'll come back as a king or a queen, or maybe I'll just come back and get another try. God, you're going to give another try, right? Okay. So I don't have to worry about it now. Because I just keep coming back over and over to get it right. You would think a just God will allow that to happen? You mean you even believe that nonsense? And there's people in the United States believe it. As a matter of fact, our troops, when they come back, you can do the research on this also. When they come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, they're so disgruntled and so traumatized because of the induced. Notice I use the word induced. Post-traumatic stress upon them by design. That they take the money they've earned, they get a trip ticket, they get a flight, and they're out of the Marine Corps or out of the Army, and they're heading their butts to India or to these countries that's got Hinduism and Buddhism, and they start studying Hinduism and Buddhism. I'm going to tell you why, too. Because they know their generals and their leaders are Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Roman Catholic Church, and they think, well, they're making me do this. That's not about God. I'm not going to take their religion, so I'm going to do something else. Oh, I like this Hinduism and Buddhism. And that's the purpose of it. Besides trying to kill them off. With the vaccines, post-traumatic stress, and 22 suicides per day. Oh, yeah. On my website, watchmenforjesus.com, I put up there priority. And apparently, it was helped some people, I guess. The suicide conspiracy to explain how this is done. And my website's under construction, as always. Seems. But I want to make sure that study got put up there. It's being orchestrated by our own government, as led by the Vatican. Because I know this sounds crazy, it really does, but if you do the research, you'll find it's true. The whole lot of them are Luciferian, secret societies, driven. Every one of them. And the troops aren't dumb, man. The troops are smart. They know what's going on, but they don't understand the facade we've all been taught of what really runs this country. And Europe, and Scandinavia and Africa and Russia and China under a new world order of a Luciferian Illuminati bloodline. What do? You pray against it. You pray against it. Now, I'm going to talk about, and you do more than that. You can, you know, you have your movements and all that, but the problem is, they create the movements, like NRA, for example. The Illuminati created NRA. And when they create a benevolent, what appears to be a benevolent organization, they pull in people really mean to change things, in this case NRA, to have weapons, and I agree with that, but what happens is they infiltrate, just like the Tea Party. It's called flypaper operations. They create the opposition force, opposition movement, with people leading it that they've trained to pretend to be on your side, and they'll all, like Charles Heston, he's a Freemason, like Charles Heston, out of my cold, dead hands. But see, the NRA is there to slow you down while pretending to be on your side. Notice they've never really accomplished anything. That's by design. The NAACP, ACLU, KKK, Aryan Nation, ACL, AD, whatever the heck it is, AD, the whole, you name it, Oath Keepers, all of them have been infiltrated to keep track of who is who and where you're going and what you're doing and to slow them down or instigate marches, but making sure it don't get anywhere. It's to placate us. Notice they don't really take action. They don't really, like Ron Paul's a Rosicrucian. And through the Council of National Policy, they formed the Tea Party. The Tea Party, under the Council of National Policy. The Council of National Policy, CNP, is a subgroup of the Council of Foreign Relations. And the Council of Foreign Relations is the capital, T-H-E, Illuminati in the United States with another name. You can call a female, you can call a pig, or call it a sow. It's the same pig. You understand? Well, the same thing for the CFR. It's a pig. And it's also the Illuminati. A sow. Now you got it? Okay. That's what it is. Family, pray against these. Walk an obedient life in the Lord. But you're going to have to get ready to be courageous. You're going to have to be ready to speak out. That time's coming. Right now is practice. And it's not going to be easy. This is easy. Oh, they just get on to me at YouTube and I had my station taken down and then my friends don't like me no more and all this stuff. Man, you ain't seen nothing yet. It's just getting warmed up. Right now, start sharpening your tools. And that's the full armor of God. Because you're in a supernatural war that's just now picking up steam. Everything they're doing now is laying the groundwork. They've not come into the crops yet. They're just laying the seeds. Most all of your theologians today, from John MacArthur to Billy Graham to Copeland to Joyce Myers, Dollar, Brazier, Crouch, well, he's dead, Hagee, the whole lot of them, almost every one of them now work for the Illuminati or the Jesuits. And they're Calvinists coming out of the woodwork. Calvinists are like, we've already went through the tribulations. Well, no, we haven't. Here's what's coming down now. Article came out recently. Two witnesses have been identified. 100% ironclad, irrefutable proof from the Bible. Oh, do tell. So the two witnesses of the Bible have been identified now. I knew this was coming. One of the witnesses they got would have cup of coffee with me someday. Now, these people are something else. Popular notions say that Elijah might be one of the two witnesses. So these guys go off on this, and this is not just one, it's many. Elijah died. My answer is so. He's taken. Following video, I got videos, proving that when Elijah was taken up by the heavenly chariot, he was not taken to heaven, but was transported to a different location on earth when he continued to live out the rest of his life and died a normal death. The Holy Bible provides irrefutable proof of these facts, and I present them in the video. Family, watch the video again. I had to put my feet on my chair because, I don't know, the brown pudding was getting so high, it's just almost over my kneecaps. It was ridiculous. He says Moses could not be one of the two witnesses because he died as well. Any man who has died cannot be one of the two witnesses. As the Bible clearly states, it's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. Now, you see how they do this? Well, I got news for them. Moses was seen standing with Jesus, wasn't he? With Elias. How about those apples? You see, they must not know the Bible very well. When you bring these things up to them, they get all irritated at you. Because, you see, Moses in the New Testament appeared with Jesus. In Matthew 17:3. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. That's Matthew. You see what they do? Right there is slam dunk evidence. Bingo. Who are the two witnesses? Shall we talk about them? Who are these two witnesses we talk about? Well, the two witnesses come about mid-tribulation. And they're kind of like double Moses here. Moses went to the Pharaoh, but he was alive, of course. He wasn't supernatural, although he had God's power behind him. Moses went to the Pharaoh, let my people go. No, I ain't going to let them go. Okay, what happened? God brought down the plagues on him. Now, Moses didn't form the Israelites into skirmishers to attack. He depended on God. In all cases, everybody's dependent on God. God's come through. But in any case, let my people go. Firstborn died. Rivers turned to blood, and it wasn't algae or red dye. God brought hell's firestone. Those are makeup. Those are kind of examples of what's coming in God's wrath. Notice that. How about that? Go back. What happened to Pharaoh is going to happen again. So instead of one, Moses, you're going to have two witnesses that's going to come to the Antichrist at mid-tribulation and bring upon him the seven trumpet judgments. And to show the power of God, when they're through pounding the earth and the people on it with the judgment of God upon them, that's going to be God's wrath. Now you'll know it in its true form. They'll kill the two witnesses. And everywhere all over the world will see them. But they will be brought back to life. That's yet to happen. Now, these so-called new tellers of two witnesses are here already. They have no idea. There's several different viewpoints of the identity of the witnesses in Revelation 11, 3 to 12. First, they have Moses and Elijah, or they have Enoch and Elijah. There's Elijah twice. Two unknown believers whom God calls to be his witnesses at the end times. There's your three. Now, Moses and Elijah are seen as possibilities for these two witnesses because witnesses, their power to turn water into blood. Now, family, notice something. Your Bagleys, Reverend, all these guys with the false prophecy and all this stuff. There's a red river in Pakistan, or there's a red river in some Timbuktu town, wherever, and this is God's judgment. This Fukushima, the water is one third. This is their efforts, weak as it is, to try to prove to us that the tribulations have already started. I think the one called Bagley said there was a 900, look it up right now, a 900 pound hailstone fell, one, fell in Croatia. And I was like, so maybe, let's say it did, for example. So what? Which I don't believe it did, but let's say it really did. There's some 500 pound, where were the 500 pound hells? Anyway, and that's what he said. So the implication is, subtle comment, a subtle thought planted in the brain that this was a seventh bowl. 100 pound hailstones are going to fall. These people actually believe, people are going to believe this. Revelation 11, 6, where they turned it into blood. Moses is known for the power to destroy people with fire. Exodus chapter 7. Revelation 11, verse 5. Elijah's known in 2 Kings also. Giving strength to this view is the fact that Moses and Elijah appeared with Jesus at the Transfiguration, as I said in Matthew 17, 3 to 4. So this guy on this other video, and there's several others like this, that doesn't hold water with it. That completely cancels out his video. Psst, gone. Worthless. Irrefutable proof in the Bible. The two witnesses are here. Well, we just blew it out of the water. No pun intended. But in the Bible, when you use the Bible, you have further Jewish tradition expects Moses and Elijah to return in the future. Malachi 4 verse 5. And that predicts the return of Elijah, by the way. And the Jews actually believe that God's promise to raise up a prophet like Moses. You have in Deuteronomy 18. Verse 15. It necessitates his return. And that's one possibility is Moses and Elijah will be the two witnesses. The second one, Enoch was taken up at 365 years old. Very young to be taken up. And alive at that. And Elijah are seen as possibilities. Now, for the two witnesses, because they're two individuals that God took to heaven apart from experiencing death. They were alive. Well, you find it in Genesis 5:23 and 2 Kings 2, verse 11. I don't have time right now to go over all those, but if you write those down, you'll find them. If I go over all these verses I've got, that I won't have the time to cover what I got to cover after this. You know, the fact that neither actually Enoch or Elijah experienced death. Some people believe that qualifies them to actually experience death and resurrection when two witnesses are taken out. And those who agree with this view claim that Hebrews 9 verse 27, where all men die once. See, they go into this. The people want to refute it or come up with their own translation or whatever. They just take bits and pieces. But they say that all men die once kind of disqualifies Moses from being one of the two witnesses. Moses died once already. See, Deuteronomy 34, verse 5. But there's several others in the Bible who died twice. Lazarus, Dorcas, daughter of the synagogue ruler. So there's really no reason why Moses should be eliminated on this basis at all. Now, in the third view, it argues that Revelation chapter 11 does not really attach any famous identity to the two witnesses. That if their identities were actually, like in the first one, Moses and Elijah, or in the second one, Enoch and Elijah, why would Scripture be silent about this then? Well, God is perfectly capable of taking two ordinary believers and actually giving them the Holy Spirit, the power to actually perform the same signs and wonders as Moses and Elijah did. God can do that. There's nothing really in Revelation 11 that requires us to think that they're actually famous people. I was in Georgia, and I was meeting people, talking all this, and I was going to a meeting where you sell, about 4 years ago, where you sell alarms to houses. You go by and you say, oh, hello, you know. I didn't get into that. I couldn't do it. Anyway, and so I got to know some people there, and you went through training and all that stuff. And one of the guys says, oh, well, we know about the New World Order. And I said, you do? Yeah, we started talking about New World Order and all that stuff. And he says, I got some guy I want you to meet. I said, oh, okay. Here's his name, number, and he talks about the same stuff you do, Illuminati, Jesuits and all that. I said, oh, okay, great. He said, well, wait a minute now. I said, what? When everybody says that, wait a minute. I got my eyeballs, my attention. He says, something I got to warn you. I said, what's that? He said, well, he has a lot of good knowledge. I said, okay, good. But he believes he's one of the two witnesses. I said, one of the two witnesses for what? You know, he's one of the two witnesses in the Bible. I said, oh, really? And sure enough, when I called the guy up to talk about the New World Order and all that thing we talk about, we talked for like 20, 30 minutes, and he finally snuck in there. Sure enough, he said, but I want to let you know. I said, yeah, that I'm one of the two witnesses. And I had to do it. I said, two witnesses for what? I had to make sure. In the Bible, I said, oh, okay. All right, that's good. All right, gotcha. Family, everybody's 144,000. Everybody's one of the chosen few, the Jews. They think America is the lost tribe of Judah. Oh, my gosh. Man, give it a rest. Give it a rest. If God wants you, you're going to be there, you know. He's going to do what he's going to do. We don't declare who we are. God does, you see. All we got to declare is Jesus Christ is Lord. And do you want to accept Jesus as your Savior? He loves you. He forgives you. All you got to do is repent of your sins and take him as your Savior and don't wait around. That's what he wants us to do. I can't go around here like cock-a-doodle-doo and spread my peacock feathers out and say, look who I am. You know, who cares? All we're here for is to glorify his name alone. I ain't here to glorify some human leader, Billy Graham or whoever is a third degree Mason. No human being, a Christian identity or a Baptist or a member of the Seventh, I'm Westboro Baptist Church. None of that. No, I'm here to talk about Jesus Christ. That's it. And it's true word of God right here in the King James Bible. Irrefutably is the only true word of God. And there's no refuting it. That's for sure. Well, they haven't done it in 400 years. Not about to now. So that means they got to come up with something new. You know, some archaeologist is going to knock out some wood or some kind of rock or, oh, look what we found. Blow off the door. Oh, look what we got here. Oh, you know, here we go. No, sir. No. After John of Patmos finished up chapter 22, that's it, man. It's over. There's your prophecy. It's done. Now all you got to do is read it in perfect translated Hebrew, Greek, Latin, English, and Aramaic, already translated for you on a silver platter. I've been hit three times now in the past 48 hours with three so-called theologians saying, well, have you really read the original Greek and Hebrew? I mean, that is a typical cookie-cutter response you always get from so-called, and they're syrupy, really syrupy. I love the Lord. I love Jesus Christ. I'm here. I'm a born again, this, that, or the other. And I always use my little hook on them. Really? Okay. Well, I'm really glad you like the King James Bible. And they'll always say yes. Usually if you don't, you already know. But here comes it every single time. And you'll say, well, and here's my hook. I always throw a worm out and I throw my line out to see if we'll get a bite on it. And what I'll do is I'll say, well, it's good that you do that. I'm glad that you know that the King James Bible is the only true word of God in the face of this planet. And I wait. 1,000, 2,000, 1,000. And I'm waiting. And they'll agree sometimes. But they'll say, well, but, and there's that doggone word, but. But they always say, you've got to read the Hebrew or the Greek. Or they'll say, yeah, but there's other translations, you know, or you got to read the older version. It always got some kind of condition. Every single time. And I'm talking Baptist ministers, Presbyterian ministers, whatever religion it is. Now those that say, well, no, it's not, you don't have to worry about them because you already know, you know. But they'll always say, yeah, I really like the King James Bible. It's really poetic and it's got, but it's those these and thous and here we go. Bring out the violin. Oh, every single time. I think they got cue cards. But you got to read the older versions in the Septuagint. Or you got to really bring in the Apocrypha. Or read, I have 3 or 4 Bibles, they say. For what? So you mean to tell me God requires 7 billion people to learn Hebrew? Or is it just only those that can speak Hebrew? Yeah, buddy. Because the Catholic Church says, we're the only ones that speak Latin. And we'll translate it for you. Uh-huh, I bet you will. You see, and only I know the Torah code. What do you want to know? I got the computer here, and it only going to cost you $99.99. Okay, you know, or I control you because only I know the Torah code. Only I know the Bible code. Well, Bible code's baloney. Literally, a Mother Goose rhyme on a computer you come up with, you were born before. All this nonsense. Bible code's nonsense. Torah code is nonsense. It's a bunch of analog and anagrams and hook, line, and sinker. And to show that they are in control. Well, I got news for them. They're not in control. Holy Spirit's in control. And that's through the King James Bible. And by golly, I can read it. Now, one thing too, though, now, is they translate the Bible in other languages. But here's the trick. They're translated in the NIV into another language, not the King James. Boy, they are some tricky dudes, I'm going to tell you. There's some tricky dudes and dudettes. Let me tell you what. They are. So which view is correct? You thought I forgot, didn't you? Which view is correct about these two witnesses? That's one of the rabbit trails I go down every now and then. The possible weakness of number one is that Moses already died once, and therefore you could surmise that he could not be one of the two witnesses, you know, who dies, and which would make Moses a contradiction of Hebrews 9, verse 27. But those that agree with number one will also argue that all the people who were miraculously resurrected in the Bible, like Lazarus and so forth, later died again. Hebrews 9:27 is kind of viewed as a general rule of sort. Because you know those that are proponents or opponents of the King James Bible, they read the Bible more than Christians do. Oh, yeah. Satan knows the Bible better than anybody. So he corrupted. But he didn't know it better than Jesus, because Jesus wrote it. You know why Jesus wrote it? because he is God incarnated in human flesh. 1 John 5, verse 7, and all are one. And he's coming back. When? That's his time. I don't worry about it. All we got to do is worry about the Great Commission. Can't say that enough. Hebrews 9, 27. And as appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Well, that sure throws reincarnation in the tailspin. And me inheriting a planet, being a Mormon, if I was, that throws that in the tailspin too. And they still use the Bible. Sort of. Now, this one to die once, Hebrews 9:27, is a general rule. It's not a universal principle. There's really no clear weaknesses to view in number two about Enoch or Elijah, as it solves the die once problem. It does. And it makes sense that if God took two people to heaven without dying, Enoch and Elijah, it was to prepare them for a special purpose. You could surmise that. There are also no clear witnesses to view in number three, that he just may pick two of anybody that his choosing. He did it once, he can do it again. All three views are valid, though, and plausible interpretations. The identity of the two witnesses is an issue that we don't have to be dogmatic about. And the rapture is another one. Man, forget about this rapture nonsense. God's going to protect you will not be going through the wrath. And what I mean by rapture nonsense is that if God wants to rapture before the tribulation begins, he's going to do it. There's nothing the Bible says it don't. If he wants it before the wrath of God, he's going to do it. If he wants two of them, he's going to do it. Nobody knows. That's the point. Now, you know you're not going through the wrath of God. You're not going to be born again, forgiven of your sins, and then he's going to bring you into wrath also? That's not even make sense. So whether he takes those born again in the book of life and moves them supernaturally to a protected location, well, okay. Or a rapture, okay. Or he puts a protective bubble around you, which I've heard before, okay. Whatever it is, don't worry about it. What you worry about is walking the walk and sounding the alarm and telling the truth and let God take care of the rest. His rapture is his rapture. Has anybody ever thought that nobody knows when the rapture is? Not one human being today, not one, and anyone before can tell you when the rapture is going to happen. So if you don't know when, why in the dickens are they arguing about it when they should be out there preaching the gospel? The same thing about the second coming. It's a completely separate event. When's it going to happen? Can anybody tell me? No. Nobody can tell you. Because nobody knows the day or the hour. Nobody even knows when the first seal is going to take place. So why people bounce against the walls, come up with, you know, 2-hour presentations with his feast thing, well, the Feast of the Trumpets of Blood Moons. Like Hagee, that ridiculous book he's got called the Blood Moons. You got to be kidding me. The Bible strictly talks about no moons, man. I talked about that yesterday. I mean, the Bible's clear on it. If I can find what I wrote down, my mind sometimes works faster than what my fingers can do. But the scripture I gave out yesterday, it's clear. Well, there it is. Well, you know. In Colossians 2, verse 16 to 17. Listen to it very carefully. I mean, slam dunk. Let no man, therefore, judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Christ. No moons, no Sabbath, no holy day, no holiday. All that's pagan, and it's proven. Family, no cross. You don't need a cross. It's a piece of metal or a piece of rosary beads. All this metal and plastic and going to melt in the fervent heat anyway. The Holy Spirit resides inside you. Can't take that away. You see, therein lies the power. Wanting to keep your cross for a good luck is nothing but pagan. An object does not give you good luck. But the Holy Spirit within you is waiting for you to talk to it. To talk to Him. And that's where it lies. You don't need somebody else to do that. It's between you and God in the first place. Where two or more are gathered. You don't need to go to some church. There's no tithing. No 10% tithing. That's the old law. And I bet you 99% of churches today will make you sit there and feel guilty if you don't put something in the plate. But when you're out in town and some guy comes up wanting, he hadn't eaten in some time, or somebody needs money for gas or fuel, or you send money to this house that people's houses burned down. Man, there's your tithing. Or you have these clothes you take to give to people missing clothes and all that. You do good deeds like that because you're born again. That's fruits of the Spirit. There's your tithing. You see, they don't tell you that. And the holy day is 7 days a week. It's not no one day, not Saturday or Sunday. That was for the Jews in the Old Testament to give them a criteria. Well, the churches today say, like Seventh-day Adventists say, you come on Saturday. Well, what they're doing here, because Charles Taze Russell and most all the leaders, Constantine, the whole lot of them, were pagan, man. They were Freemasons at the highest level. And the Freemasons on the lowest level, man, they're getting messed over. They're being lied to by the higher-ups. They're using them. Why? Because they got them in clerk of court positions, law enforcement, education, other places, and say, I need a little help here. One of our brothers is having trouble with this guy he works with. Can you tell me what his income tax was? Can you tell me what? And that's how they do it. Because they take a blood oath to help him. I'm giving being specific. That's not right. That's wrong. And the one being put on the spot has taken a blood oath to help a fellow Mason. Knows it's wrong. But he's sworn to God to help him. You see that this is total evil. And they're putting good people in positions that they shouldn't be put into. How do you get out of it? You renounce that blood oath and become delivered. I'm going to talk about that next week in Bible study, is how to be delivered. Because when you're taking the blood oath on the secret society of anyone and Wicca, it's all the same. You have cursed your family bloodline on four generations, unless you're one of the cursed ones before also. You can cut that line by renouncing the blood oath, by saying the prayer is necessary and repeating necessary to break that family bloodline of that curse. And it is a curse. This is very important, because this is one of the reasons why families are having problems within the families themselves, because of this curse. And it goes four generations. This is serious. But the churches, they pull Saturnalia worship, black sun, Saturn worship is Saturday. That's what it really boils down to. And that way they pull you in and they come up with false doctrine like Seventh-day Adventists. Oh, my goodness. They come so close to the truth, and then they got that deviation I'm not going to talk about it right now. I could, but I got to move on. And Sunday worship. Sunday. Sun worship. Uh-huh. Constantine was a pagan. I'm sorry, but he was. It's a fact. He worshiped Baal. And that's where your Christmas and Easter and all that. And I'm going to talk about Easter. I'm going to talk about Valentine's Day and what really happens. You got to know these things because of what happens. And those are holy days, holidays and all that. Family, we worship God every day. Worship, thank you for what he's given you. It's about God, it's about through Jesus Christ and you, and that's it. You see? And it's going to come down to those days eventually. Because that's what the tribulation is all about, family. Is getting our attention toward him and nobody else. Well, family, we got 15 minutes to go. I do want to tell you something, I think, that on a geopolitical arena here, what's coming up in the United States, and I actually started talking about it about an hour and a half ago. I experienced this for 5 years, the destruction by NATO and UN forces and our own forces to destroy Kosovo, take control of it, and continue what Adolf Hitler started in Operation Fiend. When they failed in Kosovo, when they failed in Frank Wisner Sr., CIA, failed to bring Albania under control of the Vatican. Later on, they brought in Tito, son of Churchill, and a Freemason, to make it Yugoslavia. So if they couldn't take control of them individually, they turned it in Yugoslavia, and Tito, who was a Freemason and son of Churchill, yeah, to control the Slavs by making it one state. That placated them for a while. So the idea later was to take apart Yugoslavia and identify, like Hitler did, the Serb Orthodox Christians and Jews. That's fact. Jasanovic, concentration camp, 1941, 1945. And one of the main operators in it was Bishop Stefanovic, bishop, priest, In the concentration camp, Jasanovic, they murdered 750,000 Serb Orthodox Christians. Were murdered by the Roman Catholic Ustasha. The word horrified the SS. They were like, oh, these people are crazy. They horrified the SS. They murdered 60,000 Jews. They murdered 26,000 gypsies at one concentration camp in Croatia. When the Roman Catholic Church targeted the Serb Orthodox Christians. Well, that was taken up again in Kosovo, but under the guise and hidden from the public. I was there, and I saw, and I knew. And from the time I was there, in 1999, 2004, 1,500 Serbs were murdered under our noses, and inclusive Albanians that spoke out against it. And NATO and the UN allowed it. And in my area where I was a security manager, eastern side of Kosovo, our government allowed it too. And you had lieutenants and majors in the army that were disgruntled because of that. They couldn't say nothing, but those generals did. I was there. I was deep into it. That's why I had to leave early. Because I was reporting it, arguing, screaming about it. And I sent unsolicited reports to somebody I knew in the State Department. I wasn't supposed to do that, but I did anyway. I was friends with Russian intelligence guys that would share with me information, and I shared with them too, by golly. And same thing with the Italian Carabinieri. I was friends with some of them and UN security officers. We traded information off to try to keep track of what was going on. Well, here's my point. The idea then was to divide and separate all the states of the Balkans and give each one individual, using Islamic fundamentalist, that we brought over from Afghanistan in the 1970s to 80s. Oh, we did. We started the jihad in the Balkans. We worked with the CIA, worked with Turkish, Iranian, Saudi intelligence agencies all worked together to bring over the Mujahideen from Afghanistan into Kosovo and Croatia and Bosnia to start the jihad against Serb Orthodox Christians. And that's a fact. And we also brought bin Laden over. Albania. He had an Albanian passport. Oh, yes, he did. And so, that being said, to Balkanize the Balkans, to tear them down, separate, leading up to a new world order. Here's my point. I was there, saw it raised from nothing to elections. They had the first elections in my section, in my region. It was the first elections they ever had. So they had the infrastructure to build up. Okay, here's the point. Teddy Roosevelt said, another Illuminati president, the one absolutely certain way of bringing the nation to ruin, this nation, of preventing all possibilities of its continuing as a nation at all, would be to permit it to become a tangle of squabbling nationalities. They're going to Balkanize the United States. So what you're going to see are secret society governors, judges, legislators starting to secede from the Union to cause the United States to become like the Balkans. Each state will become a country under one of the U.S. leaders. And Nixon, the third attempt to bring a dictatorship to the United States, in fact, set this up with Executive Order 11647. When you divide the United States into 10 regions, 5 states each, one governor per region. And you will find that piece of trash when they couldn't do it between Nixon and working together with General Cushman of the Marine Corps to subvert the United States Constitution, which wasn't in effect anyway, and bring dictatorship for the third attempt under a colony of England once again. They failed. Watergate was simply a symptom of it. They were going to kill Spiro Agnew and use that as a justification, using a unit from LAPD, Los Angeles Police Department. A sniper from there was going to kill Agnew on national TV. Oh, I got the details. I've talked about that before. Well, here's what they did with that movie star by the name of Reagan, another liar, like Carter, another liar. I'm down on them. I'm because I used to follow these people, and I used to thought they were good. No, they're liars. They were caught in Bohemian Grove. I got pictures of them. They're Luciferians, every doggone one of them. Reagan brought in Giafrida, Oliver North, who's a Knights of Malta, to set up FEMA. FEMA adopted Nixon's 11647 and 11793 to balkanize America. Since it didn't work then, they had to scrap it. They rescinded the orders and put them in 1978, and then they put them in FEMA. Look it up right now. FEMA Transition 2009. It's exactly the same division. There's your balkanized America. So now you got Americans in FEMA and DHS. You got other Americans in militia, and they're going to cause another civil war to justify another lost war like they did in 1860, like they did in 1776, and these secret society members don't have the head God gave a billy goat. They have no idea what they're doing. They're being led down the primrose path, dumb as rocks, and they get paid big money and got four stars on their shoulder. And they got a clue what they're up to. They have no idea what's getting ready to happen to them. I see it coming. It's already set up. You know, this is not a prediction. And this is slam dunk. It's just a matter of time. It's already set up, you see. And it's called the Balkanization of America. Look it up. And now what you're reading, that the states are getting ready to secede. And the states are owned by the Europeans and Chinese because they bought our debt. So they'll claim, they'll call in that debt. So when you start seceding, that'd be justification to declare martial law. So they can collect their debt. And we are the debt. I got news for them. Jesus Christ is coming back. He going to shortchange their butts big time. They're not counting on that. But you can. And we're going to go through some bad times. First, they're going to have some good times. That's prosperity period. That's where the prosperity teaching comes in with the, you know, the prosperity gospel baloney. Everybody's going to celebrate, do all this and all that. See, when is it going to happen? All the debt's paid off. We're all good. You all that know better, and you buckle up. You get ready. You see? Because you know your Savior's coming back. But in the meantime, we got to go through the fire. And you got to pronounce that name, Jesus Christ. It ain't Yeshua. It's Jesus. And the balkanization of America is going to keep everybody busy. The prosperity package will keep them all tied up, celebrating. But you watch for that disclosure. And the fallen angels that's coming as aliens, that's going to be a serious, serious lie. Well, I'll let you all know, family, we are played up in New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. Highportradio.net. Highportradio.net plays us randomly. And we're played at KBLU Radio. Blue Raven Network. He plays us what's called Simulcast, I believe. And also carries our MP3s. I have a website, watchmanforjesus.com, and on there, I got to get caught up with last night's Bible study, and I think broadcast, but I put them up there. I've got now, you can click the title, it's MP3, finally got that figured out, and do what you want to with it. Man, you can send it anywhere, I don't care. Man, you can send that thing to the Pentagon, I really don't care. Matter of fact, I wish you would, you know. As much heat as I can bring on myself, fine. That means I'm doing my job. But, family, we got to get the word out. Now, the news are going to talk about this. The news are going to talk about that. And they're going to talk about all kinds of nonsense. People will come up with extra biblical interpretations. It's way off the scale. Family, go to the basics. And the basics is only in the King James Bible. Right now, people are just floundering around with the book of Enoch, which is not written by Enoch. The UFO, the alien, the Roswell, the search for the land of Anu, Nanu, whatever. I don't know what to keep people busy. Family, keep on the basics, what's really going on. Because it's going to get really confusing. And the theologians are going to come out of the woodwork. It's got corrupt scripture and interpretation. Pray, fast, love each other, care for others. But your courage to speak out, and even against the Nephilim that come out, God's going to call on you. And all these seeds you've been planting around, they're going to remember you in your local areas. They're going to come back at you. Some liking you, some saying, mad at you. But some of them are going to be saying, Can you tell me more? I'm sorry I called you this, that, and the other. And you're going to have to forgive them. You're going to have to forgive them. And say, okay, it's about time. And you witness the love of Jesus to them and what they got to do. No matter who they are. That's what counts the most right there. But right now, I'm telling you, it's practice. It's practice. Well, family, now y'all have a good weekend. Rest easy when you tell the truth. Rest easy when you spread the word of God around and when you witness about Jesus. Rest easy. Even in bad times, rest easy. But gird up the full armor of God because you're going to need it. And when you got it, what are you going to worry about then? Nothing. Just go with it. You see? But know it's coming. And be prepared. Family, y'all have a great weekend. And we'll see you Monday, 4 o'clock. Begin the broadcast. I'm going to hit the ground running. And Monday night, let's see, 4 to 6 is on Mondays. Only Monday. I got Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Broadcast, regular broadcast. And then Monday night only, I've got one show, one program, whatever you want to call it, with RevelationRadioNetwork.org from 8 to 10 p.m. So I got 4 hours a day now, pretty much. But Monday nights only is RevelationRadioNetwork.org. And then Tuesday is Bible study, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 7:30 to 9. Okay, so there you go. And you all have a great weekend. And family, hear that silent voice in your heart. When you start hearing that word in your head, like an MP3 player in your head, start worrying. When they pull this carpet, when they start their mess, you say, okay, here we go. We're on another paradigm. Gird up and get ready. I don't know, I just, myself, I feel an urgency, and I have the past, actually, couple weeks, a certain urgency to get out information, and that's why I kind of, I don't know, things are, for me, kind of changing a little bit, I think, I don't know, but I just feel something coming. Always said that, but it seems to be picking up. You know what they're saying now? Is a photon is smaller than they thought. They don't have a clue, man. See, God keeps changing things on them. That's what they don't realize. Now they're saying officially, well, we got to change things because a photon is not as big as we thought it was. It's smaller. Really. Do tell. And the thing on sovereignty, family, that was a creation of Satan. I'm sorry. Sovereignty of a nation was made into an idol, so I worship the country and not God. So it's kind of intermingled in. Now they're taking away the sovereignty to bring in a new world order. And that's given by evidence. I've already actually talked about that. When God divided the land, he divided the people. Satan said, I'll have the people then fight themselves. It's called the dialectic. That's a long story short. So he had to have patriotism, he had to have sovereignty, he had to have this loyalty to some idol. Now that we've done that, you see, I need to get this out right quick, is that now notice that people are putting away and they want to come together to get rid of sovereignty. This generation brought Chris home and his daughter or granddaughter, Penny, they keep in the family, anyway, brought Chris home, said, I quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. He was the director of the United Nations World Health Organization, 1946 to 48. He laid the groundwork with much others to then start the, after World War II, to get rid of sovereignty as only one part of it. This is a big picture, I'm telling y'all. It's about Jesus, not about a country or a flag or patriotism. This is about Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ alone. Every knee will bow before him. Y'all have a great night. And rest in the Lord, because he's coming back. And his time, and his time alone. So God bless and have a great weekend.
Then I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Good night and God bless.